It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Angela Powell. Angela is the founder of Journey Up, a Gresham-based nonprofit. Hey, Angela, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi.
So Journey Up, tell me everything I need to know about Journey Up. What is your organization?
Oh, man. Journey Up is basically... How do I even put it into words? We're a group of bus drivers, school bus drivers, who see things that most don't see. And we try to provide for those things that we see that are not, that could be perfected on, I guess you would say. So like students' needs, students shouldn't have to worry or stress about basic necessities like hygiene products or... what they're going to eat during the weekend because they don't have school lunches or school meals available to them during the weekend. A student shouldn't have to go home on Friday afternoon not wanting to go home because they don't know when they're going to eat. And that's kind of what we are. We take care of those things that to some seem minuscule, but to us, they're really big.
Yeah. You get to see kids... all the time, right? What ages are you mostly driving around in your school bus?
I drive all age levels. My first run of the day is high school, and then I have elementary, and then I have middle schoolers. And my high schoolers are great. Every now and then I get a few that have an issue, and I've always had this little saying, there is no bad student, but there are bad situations. Because essentially we all have good in us. And I think that if we're leading children or youth under 18 in the right direction, they're gonna be great no matter what. So they're always great at that age. And my favorite is elementary kids. I have 56 of those critters on my bus and
wow.
They're a handful.
Yeah.
they will test your limits and they will make your knowledge great. They're the reason I love my job. I used to be a nurse, and I traded it up to be a school bus driver. And I have to say, this has been the best thing in my entire life. Other than my own family, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your history. You started as a nurse, like you say, and what made you switch careers and do what you're doing now?
Oh, I have an empathetic soul, I guess you could say. I want to take everyone home and fix them, and there are things that you see when you are a first responder or, a doctor or a nurse or those kinds of things that you cannot unsee. And I started realizing that I didn't want to see those things anymore. I saw a lot of the hate in the world. And then when I became a school bus driver, I did it kind of on a, oh, this will be easy kind of thing. My mom is our manager at First Student. And I tried to get an interview without her knowing, just kind of like, you know, hey, I'm here, that kind of thing. I want to be a school bus driver. And when I went in for my interview, she was in the office. She wasn't a manager at the time. And she was in the office and she said, did you think you could get through this without me? And she was right. I could not. School bus drivers are amazing. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about these these people behind the wheel of these 40-foot school buses, they're absolutely amazing. Our work with the kids and students is, it's fulfilling. And I get excited about it every time I talk about it. Yeah. So forgive me if I get emotional, because it's just, that's why I'm not a nurse anymore, is because I don't see the hate per se. I do see where it can start, but I don't allow it. I don't allow the hate in on my school bus and my surroundings, and neither do the drivers out here in Gresham.
That's so great. Congratulations on that. You have a big heart.
Thanks.
We're talking today with Angela Powell, founder of a nonprofit called Journey Up. Angela, what's a specific story you could share with us that helped you start doing Journey Up and collecting backpacks? What's a specific story?
Man.
There's probably a million of them, right?
There is, but there's one that I've held on to. I've held it pretty dear because it was a student that, you know, as I said, there's no bad student. There are bad situations. And this student was for lack of better words, a turkey on my bus. He was a bully and pushy. And one day he got on the school bus. It was after school, and he had tears in his eyes. And I was like, this is not normal. You know, we recognize things that are not normal with these students because we become so involved in their day-to-day lives on the school bus. And this particular day he had tears in his eyes. He was upset, and he actually sat up front by me, which was not something he would do. It was totally out of character for him. And he was messing around with his backpack. And I was like, hey, buddy, you know, what's going on? And he said, I broke my backpack in two places, and I don't think my mom can fix it. And I'm pretty sure she's going to be upset because she can't afford a new one. And I didn't know much about his life story. I knew bits and pieces from what I saw, but I didn't know the extremity of it. And that bothered me. And I said, well, you know what? Cheer up. Maybe she can fix it. I'll see you in the morning. Have a good day. Because, you know, we're the first and sometimes the last positive thing these children see. And I genuinely wanted him to have a great day. And I have a spiritual side. So I was like, okay, God, what do I do? You know, I was really disgruntled about his backpack and how he was feeling. I didn't want him to feel like that. So I went home and I told my husband, who's a big burly corrections officer. And he said, well, go buy him a new backpack. And I said, well, what if it's not perceived well? What if it's not taken well if I give him a new backpack, you know? And he goes, just put his name in it. So the next day he got on the school bus, and I said, hey, buddy, can you wait after everybody else gets off? Can you wait right here in this front seat? You know, he had sat up front again, which was totally, again, out of characteristic. And everyone got off, and I said, this has your name in it. And it was a Spider-Man backpack because he was at that age level.
Awesome.
And he was so excited. I can't even tell you. He's like, that's mine? And I said, yeah, that's yours. I said, I really want you to fill it up with all your books and your projects, and I really want you to enjoy it. And it was almost the end of the school year even, and he was just so, so excited about it. And he got on the bus in the afternoon all, you know, powerful looking, like, yeah, look at my backpack. And I remember feeling that as a child, every year getting excited about my backpack.
Oh, wow.
That my parents would buy me, you know, and all the school supplies that would go in it. And I had left a coloring book and some crayons in the backpack as well. I filled it up a little bit. And so the next morning when he went to get on the bus, his mom was standing at the bus stop, and I was terrified. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm going to pull up to this, and she's going to be mad at me for, you know, maybe there, you know, maybe I overstepped my bounds. And I did not see the hand, you know, the garden picked flowers in her hand behind her back. And it had a note. And I don't even know what to say. Like, she stepped on the bottom step of my bus, and she's like, Miss Angela, you know, I appreciate you. And she gave me the stuff, and I was in tears, and I was like, thank you. I hope you have a blessed day. And I took off with the rest of my route. And then I opened up that letter after my runs, and it was unbelievable. She shared her life story and how I came into her life at a moment where she couldn't have used it any better than that moment. And it was like, okay, I have to do something.
Yeah.
How many of these kids are existing in our, you know, district or other districts? And that's when it became apparent that we had to do something. So that's when we started a car show, and we went to that aspect, and then we did the hygiene products. How many teenagers are out there that are afraid to ask their families for deodorant or other personal necessities and so forth? And there's other stories.
Yeah. Well, I could certainly see why that was the catalyst for the jumping off point for sure, because wow, what a story. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So your main goal is to collect backpacks and school supplies and hygiene products for students. How do you go about doing that?
Every year we have a car show. My husband started this. We love classic cars, project cars, any kind of vehicle that you can fix up and show off your hard work and basically your way of life, the better. So my husband started a car show with me and his law enforcement group, and we just call it our annual car show. And first students stepped in, and we have all these sponsors around town, these small businesses that love to donate and help us achieve that. And so the entry fee for a vehicle to be showcased at the car show is a backpack and school supplies.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. And every year we get up 70, 80, 90 cars every year, and we end up walking away with close to 500 backpacks.
Nice.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's great.
That is
and
so
we're doing
cool.
it again.
Yeah. Well, how often do you do these car shows? Or is it a summertime thing? Or when do you do the car shows?
It's every summer. Anywhere between June, July, and August, we'll do it on a weekend, on a Saturday. That way we have the whole year to plan it out and where we're going to do it. This year it's at the old Kmart building on Burnside in Gresham. And we teamed up with Two Hearts Market Bazaar, and they have 100 or so vendors. So we'll have our car show outside, and people will come and see the vendors and come see all the beautiful projects and cars. And I'm just super excited. And we fill up Henry the bus. I have an old bus that we fill up with all the backpacks and supplies that people bring in and just donate. And then 2 weeks before school starts, we start reaching out to families in not just our district, but around Oregon, basically, other school bus lots that we can get a hold of and help them out. We sponsor and give to them as well. So it's pretty big.
Yeah. Well, when is the car show this year?
July 15th, Saturday. It's in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks actually. And, we're super excited about it. We have a lot going on.
And anybody coming to the car show, I'm assuming you'll take a donation from them, right?
Oh yeah. We have a table set up. We have raffle items that you can, purchase raffle tickets to. We have a donation bucket. We have our PayPal, our Cash App, all that set on hand. And these funds go to emergency situations where students might need meals on the weekend. Or last year we had a student's house burned down and we helped with that. There's all kinds of situations that we've helped with for emergency funds and so forth.
That's so cool. You are doing some really great stuff. I'm very impressed.
I sure hope so. I'm doing it right alongside my bus driver friends. So it's been great to work with such a great team who is open and accepting. And they basically, Journey Up is about believing. I was driving down the road one day and I heard Journey on the radio, "Don't Stop Believing." And I was like, wait, Journey Up. That's great.
That's it. I love that.
And these drivers and these staff members at the depot and the small businesses around Gresham, they have not stopped believing in me. And I think that's wonderful, because in believing in me, they believe in themselves. They believe in the students. And it's transporting knowledge and success.
We're talking today with Angela Powell, founder of Journey Up. Such a great story so far. How did you get these other bus drivers involved? And sounds like you got your husband's motorcycle club involved too.
Yeah. So my husband is in law enforcement in the Shotgun LEMC. They were quick to say, hey, let's do this. Anything for the kids. They love the idea of serving children to show them that they can be self-sufficient and that they can be taken care of before they're of 18 years of age to take care of themselves. And then the school bus drivers, that was not hard to pull off. They see the things that I see on their school buses. Yeah. They see the challenges that these students face that they should not be facing. And they want to make their load light. And I think it's a huge burden sometimes to carry to carry these students through their day, you know, with all these things that they're thinking about, the stresses. What am I going home to? How am I going to pay for this sport activity? How am I going to get to this place? How am I going to eat this? How am I going to get a new set of track clothes? These are all things that these drivers soak up, and they want to help. So when I started saying, can someone help me collect backpacks? Others would be like, yes, I'm on it. And the drivers would show up with backpacks and school supplies and bring them to my office. And then when it came to food and hygiene, they did the same thing. They work for free. They volunteer their time to come and help run the car shows and the events that we have around the year, you know, like the trunk retreat we have at the lot during the Halloween season, fall season, and the coat drives that we have during Christmas, and the emergency funds and simple things like chapstick and socks. I mean, my driver friends are all over it. They want to be there. They want to help. They want to see these youngsters succeed.
So cool. What a gang. You have such a cool gang.
They are. They're my family. Literally.
So when did you start Journey Up? What year was that?
We started out as Operation Backpack in 2017, but quickly needed to change the name because the name just did not suit our purpose. I feel in a sense it made the children feel like they were needy, and that's not our goal. Our goal is to help them succeed and persevere through these rough times. So as I said, I was driving down the road and I had Journey on the radio, which is not my genre at all. And it was playing that song. So I was like, oh, I'm going to change the name to Journey Up, because Journey Up looks good on the logo of a t-shirt or a backpack that we issue out for food or hygiene products. And as soon as I went with it, everybody else just kind of grabbed onto it and said, this is great.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this for about 6 years, sounds like. So do you have any idea how many backpacks and things you've collected over that time? Are we in the thousands?
Rough estimate is probably about 8,500 backpacks and school supplies. I mean, the backpacks themselves, I literally have a wall in my back dungeon office that still has about 150 backpacks on it from last year. So we're doing wonderful, and I couldn't do it without the community. They're just amazing people.
So how do you get these things out to the students, the backpacks and the hygiene products? How do you get them out and distribute them to the students in need?
We post on our Facebook page, Journey Up. We hand out flyers. We post flyers at local businesses. A lot of the small, like the coffee shops and so forth in Damascus and Gresham, they know who we are. Our local business friends like Rolly's Auto Body and so forth, they tell people if they hear, it's word of mouth. So if they hear something that's going on, they'll say, oh, well, you know, message Angela Powell or go see Angela Powell at First Student Gresham. She will help you out. And if she can't help you, she will find someone who can. Because that's always been my mission. If I don't have the resource or the answer, I will find it. And that's the same for all the school bus drivers out here, is we will find it. And that's basically how we've grown. People from New York have sponsored us and donated. My husband spends hours on the computer emailing car part places like Summit and Jegs just to get car show bags for people. And then with that said, they're like, oh, well, here's Journey Up's logo. And they'll put them together. And then people will like, what's Journey Up? And then they'll look on Facebook and they'll see that Journey Up is located in Gresham and how they get a hold of us. And then they message us. And sometimes I can't always, you know, respond to the messages right away, but I try my hardest. And so our mailbox is full all the time, but we try.
Well, it really sounds like you're trying to get your community involved in this. And why is that so important to have such community involvement?
Because I didn't go without when I was a kid. I had a mom and a dad, and the world has changed incredibly, and I'm not going to say for the bad. I think that it's just changed in a dynamic where, you know, some have moms, some have dads, some have aunties and uncles and grammys and whoever taking care of them. And we just need to give them a dynamic, a family dynamic. And I've always had that quote in my head, it takes a village. And in my case, it's taken a community and then some. So when you add this community to this program, essentially this program is the community, and it's family. These are my people.
Yeah.
And I don't say that as a power trip. These are my people because I love them. They're good and they mean something. So that's important to me, that these children see that they mean something.
That's so great. We're talking today with Angela Powell, founder of Journey Up. Angela, you seem to be focusing on the information that was sent to me from you. You focus on McKinney-Vento kids. Talk about the McKinney-Vento kids. I that's something I've not heard a lot about.
McKinney-Vento is an act that was put in place many, many years ago for Oregon. It essentially protects a student. Let's say there's a student in Gresham who is now houseless, is what they're calling it, housing unstable. And they are placed with a family member, or they're placed in housing in Portland. So that's an entirely different district than Gresham. For school or education-wise. And the McKinney-Vento Act protects that student in a sense that, well, now Gresham, because they went to school originally in Gresham, has to provide transportation and basic necessities for them no matter where they end up in Oregon, as long as they're in Oregon. There won't go any excess of like 30 miles to travel back to school, but there are many buses that go into Portland, pick up students and bring them into Gresham so they can continue their education in the same place where they started. So they don't have to uproot themselves in every single aspect of their life. It's just that housing, the housing area.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're educating all of us. A little bit ago, you mentioned.
I wish I had more details, but I don't have more details sitting in front of me. I'm winging this in my truck right now.
Awesome.
Sitting in my truck trying to get quiet time.
One thing you probably know about is your Facebook page. I kind of scrolled through your Facebook page. You mentioned it a little bit ago, and you guys do a ton of events.
We do. We want to be a part of the community. We want the kids to see that we are a safe place. I didn't ride the school bus when I was a kid. My mom was the school bus driver and my grandma took me to school. So I didn't ride the school bus. And it took me being a school bus driver to actually let my own children ride the school bus. It's a hard job.
Yeah.
And I want students to know that they are safe with me. And, if they're having a bad day, it's okay to have a bad day, but start fresh and start new the next day. And, It's a sense of, again, belonging. So that's how I live it. Every day is a new day. And I try to find good in everything that seems negative. So that way these students stop holding on to the negative and they start promoting and establishing positive.
It's not always easy, but I know for myself, I always feel better feeling optimistic rather than pessimistic.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. So what are your future plans for Journey Up? Where do you go from here?
I'd like to say that I would stay the same as I have. But again, we're in a world that is, I guess you could call it evolving. And I think that Journey Up is gonna go with that flow. We're already big. So do we need to go bigger? Maybe. But if we're going to go bigger, we need to have more people who want to stand side by side and not one in front of the other. I am not a leader. I'll stand by your side and you stand by mine and we work together.
That's awesome. We've got about a minute left, Angela. You talked about the car show. That's your next big fundraising event. Tell us everything we need to know about the car show so we can help out.
Oh, cars. If you want to invite people to come to the car show, even if they can't bring a backpack and school supply, but they have a beautiful vehicle to show off, please just come and talk to us. We're not going to turn anyone away, just as we don't turn students away for backpacks and school supplies. that is the goal. We're not turning anybody away. So come see us on July 15th, Saturday. We will be there from 11 to 4. We have great trophies this year. Every year, my husband does great trophies. We have vendors and food and drink and exciting new events that are coming and new goals that will be announced on that Saturday for Journey Up and just for the students in our area alone. I would like other bus lots to adapt a program where they can provide the same thing to their students. That way it grows. That would be my number one. For it to grow.
Awesome. You've told us so many cool things about Journey Up, Angela. Thanks so much. This has been great.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Of course. We've been talking today with Angela Powell, founder of Journey Up. Thanks again.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.